Experimenting with a country's whole economy is rare. That's what India's leader did back in November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared almost all of the cash in the country worthless overnight. Modi gave people 6 weeks to go to the bank and change their old bills out for newly issued ones. Part of the reason for this, Modi said, was to modernize India's economy, get people to stop using cash for everything and start using other forms of payment. It's been 6 months. Stacey Vanek-Smith from our Planet Money podcast traveled to India to see if Modi's plan worked.
When Modi made his announcement, India's entire economy ground to a halt. People stood in bank lines for hours in the sun. Some people died in line. Nobody could pay for anything, and millions of businesses went bankrupt. Rawinda Bhardwaj is 66. He owns a pharmacy stall in a market in New Delhi.
I'm running my pharmacy shop here since the last 35 years.
Yeah, you have a lot of prescriptions I'm seeing all the way up to the ceiling.
Rawinda always used cash for everything. Credit cards made him kind of nervous. They didn't seem safe. But then Modi made almost all of the cash in India worthless, and Rawinda's customers needed their medicine. So Rawinda made himself learn new payment methods. He started taking credit cards and mobile payments from this service called Paytm.
Has it been good for business to take the cards?
This is very good for business.
Rawinda says about half of his customers pay with credit cards or Paytm now.
Oh, these are your receipts.
Yes, receipts. This is all by credit card, by Paytm, by debit card, by check.
This story played out all over India. 90% of the business done in India is done in cash. And when the government kind of dropped this sledgehammer on the economy, it didn't offer any alternatives. For most of India, this was devastating. Nobody had a way to pay for anything. But for Paytm, the mobile company, this was like the greatest gift ever, basically a temporary monopoly. Madhur Diora is the CFO of Paytm.
Then we sort of jumped into action.
Paytm wasn't exactly a household name, but after Modi made his announcement, the company saw a huge opportunity.
So we had front page ads in the next day's newspapers.
A lot of the ads were just like, hey, we exist. You can pay for things with us. Other ads were kind of DIY instructions for businesses and customers.
One of the ads that we did, which we're quite proud of, a quarter of that page was a cutout, right? So we said, you can literally cut this out using a scissor and just fill in their name and their mobile number that they could put on the wall.
Desperate businesses signed up in droves. Little roadside vegetable stands, hardware stores, taxis. Even temples started letting people leave offerings with Paytm. 500,000 people were signing up for Paytm every day. It was epic. 120 million Indians now use the service. Paytm is expanding to Canada, hiring thousands of people a month. And people like Rawinda Bhardwaj, the pharmacist, are not going back to cash. Rawinda likes that the payments are instant. He doesn't have to walk to the bank with a cash deposit every day. In fact, he's become such a convert, he has stopped using cash himself.
Oh, you don't use cash anymore?
No need of that.
Modi's economic experiment was a terrible trauma for millions of people. Paytm was one of India's clear winners. Well, not India's exactly. Paytm is majority owned by Chinese mega company Alibaba. So it turns out one of the biggest winners from India's great economic experiments was China. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.